Welcome to Beaufort County This Week. Today is Friday, April 19th, and this week, former South Carolina Gamecock and Cincinnati Bengals defensive back Jonathan Joseph celebrates his 40th birthday. I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories of the week. Port Royals decide to hit the pause on short-term rentals. The Rust Point Boat Landing Project at Hunting Island is continuing to move forward. And Beaufort County's Capital Projects Department will begin to work on repairs on the pedestrian bridge in addition of a new fishing pier on the Spanish Moss Trail on Battery Creek. Plus, we bring you all the great updates from the RBC Heritage Golf Tournament. All this and more coming up on Beaufort County This Week.
Beaufort County is a really popular destination for residents of this world. It's also a popular destination for residents of the supernatural world. Be sure to check out Sea Island Spirits, where VCTV's Cassie Hedden takes us on a journey about local spirits, haunts, legends, and other spooky things in Beaufort County.
Find episodes of Sea Island Spirits on VCTV and on the VCTV YouTube channel.
From the Island News, Port Royal has decided to hit pause on short-term rentals and further apartment development because they want to make sure that further infrastructure in place for the town can handle explosive growth. During the Port Royal Town Council meeting on April 10th, council members unanimously voted to approve a moratorium on short-term rentals for 7 months and multi-family developments for 1 year. The multifamily developments and short-term rentals that have already been permitted or have begun the process will be allowed to continue, but any further submissions will be put on hold until after the town has a chance to assess what is in the best interest of Port Royal going forward. "We are not changing an ordinance. We are not taking away short-term rentals," Port Royal Mayor Kevin Phillips said about the decision. From the Island News, the Rust Point Boat Landing Repair Project at Hunting Island State Park is continuing to move forward. According to a release from South Carolina Department of Parks and Recreation and Tourism, the state permitting and approvals required to begin the repairs to temporarily fix the infrastructure at the landing are complete and the project is now out to bid. The boat landing was closed on April 1st due to erosion repairs that were needed. Originally, the landing was to be closed permanently because it was deemed unsafe for the public, and the SCPRT expressed that the necessary repairs to reopen were too great and not cost effective. But now the landing is expecting to reopen following necessary repairs to make the landing safe for public use. South Carolina State Representative Shannon Erickson previously said that the number of concerned citizens who have expressed a desire to help save the boat landing by volunteering their professional services has been overwhelming. From the Savannah Business Journal, Beaufort County's Capital Projects Department will begin work on repairs to pedestrian bridge and the addition of a new fishing pier on the Spanish Moss Trail on Battery Creek near Technical College of the Low Country. Construction will begin Wednesday, May 1st and is expected to finish Sunday, June 20th. The timeline is an estimate dependent on weather and supplies. The work will be done by Oakwind Marine Construction from Beaufort. The bridge and new fishing pier are located between the street crossings at Hermitage Road and Cottage Farm Drive. The entire section of the Spanish Moss Trail between Cottage Farm Road and Hermitage Road will be closed for the duration of the project. And now, folks, it is RBC Heritage Weekend. That's right, it's the big party on Hilton Head, South Carolina's premier golf event, a signature event of the PGA. This weekend, the good folks over here at Beaufort County TV, we've been out there filming, covering all the great action. After the first round, your leader on the day is JT Paulson. He shot under 8 on the day. Followed tied for second is Seamus Power and Colin Morikawa, who both shot under 6. In local interest, Greenville, South Carolina native and Clemson alum Lucas Glover is tied for 26 after shooting 2 under on the day. Today will also be a big day for Lucas Glover, as he will be presented with the Order of the Palmetto Award, which is the highest civilian award a citizen of South Carolina can receive. After the end of today's round, between the 17th and 18th hole, Governor Henry McMaster will present Lucas with his award. Fresh off his win at Augusta National, Masters champion Scottie Scheffler also is tied for 26 at 2 under. The fun gets started today at 8:15 a.m. with Akshay Bhatia facing off with Will Zalatoris for the first tee of the day. Lucas Glover will tee off at 1:10 p.m. with Siwoo Kim. Scottie Scheffler and Jordan Spieth will then tee off at 1:30, and Wyndham Clark and Sahith Theogala will tee off at 1:40. So if you're heading over to the Harriet or just heading over to Hilton Head for anything, remember to anticipate a lot of traffic and to be patient and plan ahead. Hopefully I'll see you out and about at the Heritage, Beaufort County. Have a fun and safe weekend. As always, we ask you to check out our friends at Beaufort County Animal Services on their Facebook page. There you can find courtesy posts for missing pets, found pets, and pets that you can adopt. Today, we'd like to highlight Leo. Leo needs a new home. His owner is allergic and needs to find him a new place. Please help Leo find his forever home. Here's a little about Leo from him. I'm super playful, especially with kids. I love long walks and naps. I love to play wrestle and to watch movies. And I have so much fun playing with other dogs. I dislike loud noises. I have a little bit of a separation anxiety due to being abandoned as a puppy. Cats are kind of scary to me. I'm a bloodhound and German Shepherd mix. I just turned 3 on January the 1st. I'm neutered. I hate getting wet. I love hot dogs and pork chops. I hate veggies. And I love whipped cream. If you're interested in meeting Leo, contact Nala at 313-729-3812. Thanks for listening to Beaufort County This Week. This podcast is a production of Beaufort County TV. For more information on BCTV, head over to BeaufortCounty.tv. Matt Golden, production specialist. Cassie Hedden, production specialist. Chloe G, social media and production specialist. Vincent Verga, director. All rights reserved.